From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Senate Democratic leaders are hoping to wrap up work on their version of legislation to overhaul the health care system by Christmas, now that the bill has cleared a procedural hurdle. But the Senate's Republican leader is predicting a lengthy debate on the measure. More from NPR's David Wellna.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell was asked on CNN's State of the Union whether he thought his Democratic colleagues would reach their goal of finishing the Senate's health care bill this year. McConnell put his bets on public opinion, forcing a more extensive consideration of the bill.
If the majority is hell-bent on ignoring the wishes of the American people, they have 60 votes in the Senate. You would think that they might be able to do this, but I believe there are a number of Democratic senators who do care what the American people think.
But New York's Chuck Schumer told CBS's Face the Nation he believed he and his fellow Democrats now have the wind at their backs.
This has been debated for a long, long time, and now the time is to act. And frankly, there are a lot of people on the other side of the aisle who don't want health care.
Schumer predicted Democrats will, in the end, close ranks behind the bill. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.
At least seven Palestinians were injured in Israeli airstrikes that struck at targets in the Gaza Strip. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military said it carried out three airstrikes, two against metal workshops in the territory, which Israel said were weapons factories, and another against smuggling tunnels on the border with Egypt. Israel says the attacks were in response to a rocket fired on Saturday into southern Israel. It landed without causing injuries or damage. On Sunday, Hamas announced it reached an agreement with smaller armed groups inside Gaza to end rocket fire. Analysts say it's a sign that Hamas is trying to further cement its control of the Strip. Hamas says the deal is aimed at preventing retaliatory attacks by Israel. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Irish Republican Army dissidents parked a 400-pound car bomb outside a police reform headquarters in Belfast last night, but the homemade device failed to explode. NPR's Rob Gifford has the story.
The explosive-laden car caught fire but did not explode. It caused no damage to the building that houses Northern Ireland's policing board, a cross-community panel that oversees police operations in the British province. But politicians warned of a rising threat from IRA diehards who opposed the 1998 Good Friday peace agreement. Rival splinter groups have repeatedly targeted key buildings, and they combined in March of this year to gun down two off-duty soldiers and a policeman. The IRA formally renounced violence and disarmed in 2005, and the IRA's Sinn Féin party accepted the legitimacy of the police force in Northern Ireland in 2007, something it had never done before. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
29 people were killed when a ferry boat sank off the Indonesian island of Sumatra this weekend. This is NPR News. Workers at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania are being tested for radiation exposure after a small amount of radiation was detected inside a building there. But a spokesman for the facility insists there is no threat to public health. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is sending investigators to be sure. About 100 students are still occupying the administration building at the University of California, Santa Cruz. The students seized the building when the university's Board of Regents approved a hefty hike in undergraduate tuition. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio has the story.
The students have vowed to continue the occupation until a list of demands has been met by the administration. Demands include rescinding the 32% increase in fees and halting layoffs of employees at the university, located 75 miles south of San Francisco. A spokesman says the administration is urging the students to vacate the building. Negotiations have reportedly broken off. Friday evening, about 40 demonstrators occupying a building at UC Berkeley were removed by police and arrested. Officials at Santa Cruz have indicated they're hopeful they can avoid police action. The regents have said they lament increasing the fees, but given the cuts in funds from the fiscally strapped state government, they contend they had no choice. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
The AAA says the expected rise in the number of Americans traveling by car for the Thanksgiving holiday is a reflection of improved consumer confidence compared to last year at this time, when there was a sharp drop in holiday travel. Just in time for this week's holiday drivers, gasoline prices have dropped more than 3.5 cents a gallon on average over the past 2 weeks. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.